This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
.20 this morning, Mary Kay Cabot going to join us on the show. Afternoon Drive has a poll out right now based on what you and I were talking about with Mitch, because Mitch watches Draft Day the night before the draft every year. And out of 851 people, 55% are saying they actually do not. They believe it is a lame thing to do, is watch Draft Day the night before the draft. 52%, it just updated. Out of nearly 1,000 people, it says 52.7% are saying that, yes, it's a lame tradition. That was according to Keith, who was definitely listening to us and put that out there, because I couldn't believe that you watch Draft Day before this.
I guess this is incredible. Does it even matter if the movie is considered good or bad? It's Cleveland Browns. So if that Draft Day movie was in Detroit, Would anybody watch it here?
But does that reasoning then water down my love for Major League? Because
Major League's a good movie.
It is a good movie. And I feel I would like the movie no matter where I lived.
But Major League is a movie about the actual sport. The sport is being played during Draft Day. I guess the sport of drafting people is being played. But yeah, who cares?
I listened to a thing with the writer who is from Cleveland. Grew up an Indians fan. Did you know Wesley Snipes. Wesley Snipes never played baseball before that movie.
I had read that. And I did read that.
He's like, I really want to play this part. And he's like, dude, you never played baseball. It's kind of a hard sport. And they said day one, he was hitting the pop flies on purpose. Like the guy who, like he wasn't there. The guy who was supposed to be his batting coach, he calls him up. He's like, you're not going to believe this. This guy, he's picked it up in 15 minutes.
He's a natural.
They said the only thing that he couldn't do, I thought that this was good. I did not know. There's a lot of things about the movie I already knew, like the alternate ending, things like that. The one thing I didn't know, Wesley Snipes, not fast in real life. Him stealing bases, which
slow
I thought.
Slow motion.
It's all in slow-mo.
They did it all in slow-mo because it makes him feel faster.
Yeah, like, remember, there you go.
He turns that corner in his pajamas. And he comes, and he looks like he is the fastest effing thing in the world. And then he slows down, and it's great passionate acting by the guys running against him. I'm like, this is good. This is good stuff.
And we know this for a fact because he couldn't outrun the IRS.
Safety on there, bud. Come on.
Everybody get their taxes in last week.
Anyway. Did we find the audio of?
Yeah, we got it.
We got it.
We're ready to go.
It's a big night. Big sports night. Big sports night.
It's good to.
Multiple things to watch.
It's Nick Wilson yesterday.
I don't buy anybody in town that says they're going to pay more attention to the Cavs Magic tomorrow night than they will the NFL draft.
Including myself, who's a diehard Cavs fan.
I think we Cavs fans, we Cavs media, we are so confident about this series, so confident that the Magic are dookie, so confident that there's not a chance in hell that they come back and make this a series. I mean, the Morning Boys have said it's done. They've thrown in the towel on behalf of the Magic, even though they work in Cleveland. I think JP pretty much has said the same thing, like he thinks the series is over. I don't want to say there's a lack of buzz in the series, but all of a sudden, I don't feel like we feel the appropriate fear that you normally should fear in the playoffs because the Magic are such booty cheeks. And I think that's going to allow people to pay. Again, you can pay attention to both. I think you're going to find yourself watching more NFL draft tomorrow with all the intrigue. Because about halfway through that game is when the first round of the draft comes on.
I am doing a radio show tonight centered around the NFL draft. I really hope that the ratings on television... I hope you guys watch the Cavs game and listen to live draft coverage right here on your home for Cleveland Browns football, 92.3 The Fan. And then if something breaks, like the Browns do make a trade, say they do trade Greg Newsome tomorrow, you'll hear it right here. And then you can still watch the Cavs because it's a playoff game and we don't have a first-round pick. I can't say I disagree with Nick. I want to disagree with Nick, and I hope Nick is wrong.
We are always.
I really, really, really hope Nick is wrong. This
market is always among the top in NFL draft ratings, to the point where I used to make fun of this town for caring too much about the draft. And now I've come full circle, and I'm like, man, I miss having draft picks.
I have a plan.
What do you got? What do you got, Owen?
I will be DVRing the draft, and during commercials and the halftime, right?
Mm-hmm.
I will go back to the draft and two times it, right? Skip through.
Okay.
Catch up, see the pick, see the interview with Caleb Williams, see when, you know, the next quarterback's taken, see if J.J. McCarthy's taken wherever or whatever. And
well, let me ask you.
Still be able to watch the Cavs
what
game.
What is the need? Like, let's say the Cavs game is within 10 points, down to 5 in the fourth quarter. What is the need? What do you think you'd be missing if you don't have the draft on? First thing is, you guys all have your notifications on your phone.
Right.
I hear it every day. I hear your notifications
it's
everywhere.
It's ruined no drafts for you for a decade.
So every pick is getting spoiled, even if you don't go to Twitter, if you don't disable your notifications. Are you missing the outfits? Are you missing the rumors about...
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Trades, because eventually the guys take the picks and then don't make the trades, and the rumors are kind of pointless. So what do you think you're going to be missing if you're just watching the Cavs game?
Only the shock of somebody being overdrafted.
Ooh,
or...
okay.
You can see
slide.
It on your phone, and then you and your friends are going to go, wow, I can't believe, like, they move the sticks. They have Michael Penix going 13 to Oakland, or excuse me, Las Vegas. You go, whoa, I was hoping somebody would trade into the first round for that. But you can look at your phone. It's the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, and I know people could say that. People could say that about the NBA, too. However, it is the playoffs. Like, if you're ever going to care about actually watching games, I understand if you're just a box score person or you look up YouTube highlights during the regular season. Once it's the playoffs, I thought we were kind of all in unison as sports fans.
That's
like,
what
we're
going to
watch our teams.
That's what I would think. 216-474-0092. Well, I don't want to ask people personally, will you watch?
I'd love to know.
I want to know what they think Cleveland would do. Like, what's going to be higher rated in Cleveland? Will it be the draft or will it be game 3 of the Eastern Conference playoffs against the Orlando Magic? I'm really hoping. I know that they're, because of the blackouts and whatever the possibilities, even though we just fixed people's lives and told them how they could get it, I would hope it would be higher rated. Man, I hope that the playoffs are higher rated.
Does watching more sports content make you a bad sports fan?
What do you mean by
that? I think if you're going away from the Cleveland Cavaliers playoff game tonight to watch a draft that does not involve your team, you're not as good of a sports fan as you should be.
Well, yeah. I don't want to call people bad fans. I don't want
I'll
to do
it.
That.
If you do that, you're a bad fan.
I don't
don't want to do that.
Your name's on the show. Mine's not. I can say it.
I know. I don't. It's the playoffs do not come around that often. Come on, guys. You got to watch the Cavs.
If it was a 1-1 series, I don't know if you're watching, but you have a chance at history of the first time having a sweep without LeBron James.
How high do the Cavs have to be up for you to change over to the draft just to watch the draft?
Yeah, if they're up, if it's like the first two games where Orlando cannot score, a Cavs lead of double digits is safe.
15 with 8 minutes left, I think I'm good.
Yeah, that is definitely
okay, that's fine, but is that going to have that much of an effect on the overall ratings?
And even when's the first pick going to be made? 8, 10?
Maybe even later than that.
Yes, after 8.
They're going to start at 8, but Goodell's going to come to the dais and give his little, it'll be 8:19.
They do the whole, they have a lot of things that they bring out. It's like a NASCAR race. There's a lot of things that they bring out, and then they start the draft.
All right, so that second pick, the second pick is where it gets interesting or no? When are you, Ken Carmen, interested in the drama of the draft? Nick Wilson said intrigue. When does the intrigue start?
Pick number two? Honestly, pick number two.
So we don't know.
Because you don't know. Washington is a controversial team because of their history of how bad they've been over the last 10 years. But you got a decent. Like I'm selling the draft, but that's intrigue for me as a football guy.
No,
if you're
a
Cleveland
fan,
again, it's been the third year in a row.
If we had a pick, this would be an interesting discussion.
Yes,
because
it would be.
We know now if the first pick was in the bottom third of the league. Well, that's not going to happen until after the Cavs are done. Might question, are they going to trade up? But you'll get that notification if they trade
up. If the Browns
up.
Had a pick, I think I know what the answer would be.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm like, I don't want to sit there and like, are you watching the draft or the Cavs? Like, I don't want to put people on that. I want to know what they think the faith is, their faith in Cleveland fans, that they're going to watch a playoff game instead of the first round of a draft that they are not participating in. Like, they're not going to have, they don't have a pick. I don't think they have a chance. Nick, Talmadge. I know you want to talk about draft day. Hold on. Do you think, are you there?
Yeah.
You think that more people in Cleveland are going to watch the draft or are going to watch the Cavs playoff game against Orlando?
Well, like you, I would be sorely disappointed if it was they're watching the draft. However, you say those would be, I can't remember what you called us, bad fans or whatever.
That's not me. See, damn it, Owen. You see what you did?
Here we go.
See what you did, Owen?
That, Ken.
Damn you.
You said it.
Go ahead, Nick.
Your mouth.
However, we are the same fans that every time Stefanski makes a run play when he should have passed or whatever, we want him out. So that's the fans we are. We're just a different breed. We win a little bit, we change a little bit. So we do need a little slack.
All right.
I want to reference, you know, doing draft day. 52% of the people don't. I wonder if is that the same equation as not watching Die Hard on Christmas Eve? Because me and my college age girly girls do it, and we eat gummies and we get goofy and we do the Hans Gruber impersonation falling off the building.
Oh my God!
So I mean, there's certain traditions you just got to do.
Hear that impersonation right now? I know you're not on gummies, but you know.
No, you can. You have to see it. You have to see it because there's no words because he's just doing the backstroke in
That's
air.
True. he thought he was really dying. Yeah.
216-474-0092. I'm getting responses.
That was
we'll get
very
to you guys.
Specific.
Also, do you think Greg Newsom could be on the move this weekend? Lima, do you believe that?
I think so.
We'll ask Mary Kay about it, coming up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.